I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a new leader. Dr. Robert Redfield Jr. is a 66-year-old University of Maryland professor who has been a leading AIDS researcher since the epidemic emerged in the 1980s. He's also been praised for recent work on the opioids crisis. He's been criticized for endorsing mandatory HIV testing for soldiers and healthcare workers and for defending the segregation of infected soldiers. Redfield replaces former CDC Director Brenda Fitzgerald, who resigned in January after a news report revealed several financial conflicts of interest, including investments in a tobacco company. Well, students have started getting punishments from a Metro Atlanta school district that promised consequences for students who left class as part of the March 14th nationwide school walkout to protest gun violence. In Cobb County, a walkout organizer from Wheeler High School told the AJC that some students received one day of in-school suspension and others received no punishment at all. At Pope High School, students say around 100 students received notices of an in-school suspension. Another student-led gun protest, the March for Our Lives, is scheduled for Saturday in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and locations across the country. Well, just days before that nationwide March for Our Lives, demonstrators rallied at the Georgia State Capitol yesterday to demand that lawmakers hold a hearing on gun control. House Bill 10, which has yet to receive a hearing, would ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Claire Sheck Snyder is the founder of Stop School Shootings Now.
More kids have been killed by guns since Sandy Hook than U.S. soldiers in combat since 9/11. Just think about that. 7,000 children dead in 5 years.
Last month, the House passed a bill aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of people who've been involuntarily committed for mental health treatment. It now sits before the Senate. Atlanta's March for Our Lives rally, by the way, is Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Center for Civil and Human Rights. The rideshare service Lyft says it will be giving free rides to Atlantans attending that demonstration. March for Our Lives rallies are also scheduled Saturday at several other locations across the state. A complete list is available on the March for Our Lives website. The March for Our Lives movement is led by students from Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School who survived the February 14th school massacre. And in sports, the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament gets underway at Atlanta's Phillips Arena tonight. Kentucky tips off against Kansas State, and Loyola Chicago will match up with Nevada. The winners of those games will play on Saturday for a chance to move on to the Final Four, which takes place next weekend in San Antonio. MARTA is adding extra staff to handle crowds, this to avoid a repeat of the chaotic overcrowding that happened in January after the college football championship game. Passengers headed to the basketball games are encouraged to get their breeze passes in advance to avoid long lines. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.